Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rethink Real Estate. Today is bidding to start from price. Can you be too low? What's the theory behind it? How do we arrive at it? What's the whole point of it when it comes to auction? It's one of the most highly spoken about things in the entire auction process. How we determine it? What's the theory behind it? All of that stuff. Today, I'm going to break it down for you, hopefully in a comprehensive fashion. Give you a little bit more insight. Now, today's not only just about bidding to start from, it's about the way to think about price when it comes to real estate in general. Hopefully it can help you in your traditional business if auction's not your thing or you're not doing it. But again, bidding to start from price, it'll give you some insight to how we think about price in real estate. Thanks so much. Welcome to Rethink Real Estate. My name is Ben Brady, and this is a real estate podcast aimed to deliver sales strategies, marketing tips, and business insights from industry experts and myself to build a listing-focused business for the future. Let's get into it. Well, today what we're going to be talking about is the very interesting topic that probably is one of the most common questions that we get with the auction process is bidding to start from price. You know, I get a myriad of different questions in this is the sense that, hey, how do you determine it? You know, if it's too low, what reputational damage does it do to the property? You know, there's so many different angles of this that we can talk about today. And I'm going to try and keep it in the sense of, you know, the main comment is, you know, hey, that seems really low. Now, it's funny, you know, I lean back into the principles of real estate here, and I'll try and make sure that there's some traditional elements here that you can use in your traditional real estate business. If auction isn't the way that you're doing things, it's just another individual way that you can think about stuff. And I think that when it comes to the pricing side of things, I want everybody to understand the nature of where I've come from in real estate to give you a bit of an understanding of why I have the opinions that I have. And whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them, that's fine. But I think that there's this ingrained notion in me where in essence is I just don't believe that anybody should give an opinion of value. I think that the reality is that putting a price on something, I do truly believe it automatically tells somebody what they're not going to pay. I also really believe that even in a multiple offer situation where you're pricing the property a little lower than market value, what happens in that traditional sense is that someone goes so far over value or that they feel, I don't know, there's this sense of guilt, there's this sense of, you know, worry, there's this sense of so many different things that if I'm overpaying for something on a traditional perspective, so far above what the traditional list price is, there is this essence of, hey, did I overpay? Now, there's whole different elements of arguments around that. I get it, but I want to lean back into the bidding to start from price. And I have to be honest, after the thousands and thousands of auctions that we've done, the only thing that's gotten in the way of an auction being successful really in presenting the market value. Now, remember, I'm deeming success as presenting the market value to a seller and giving them the opportunity to say yes or no. I'm not deeming it in getting them what they want or anything along those lines. I hate when people measure things based on success around getting somebody what they want. Hey, I want $500,000 more than what my property's worth. And if I don't get that, does that mean that it was a failure? Absolutely not. It just means that I'm out of my mind on value. But that said, is that with bidding to start from price, if we do start at a lower price point, and that lower price point just allows the marketplace to breathe. It allows the marketplace to really speak. And a lot of the time, people's first reaction when the bidding to start from price is really low is that, oh, we're only going to attract low people. Yes, that's the case. Okay, we will attract a lot of low people, but in the midst of all of those low people, we attract everybody else as well. One of the things that gives us the real confidence in the way that we have operated the auction process here in North America with putting a bidding to start from price on is that the nature of our follow-up gives us an opportunity to ask as many questions as we possibly can. So when somebody reaches out and they're like, oh, hey, I really want to look at this property. They come in, they make an offer. Let's give it an example. I'll just use round numbers. Let's say that somebody wants $1 million and we do a bidding to start from at $700,000. I think the first thing that I'll take you through here as I bounce around a little bit, and I apologize for that, but let me take you through the process of how we determined that $700,000 was a good bidding to start from. One of the big common misperceptions with bidding to start from prices is that we just take a percentage of what the seller's looking to achieve or what the property's worth, and we reduce it by that amount. It's actually not the case whatsoever. Now, let's say that somebody has an auction and they come to me and they're like, hey, what do you think a good bidding to start from is? I'll look at the property and then I'll look at the demographic of the area that it's in. I'll also look at then what are the different price points, okay? So again, an area, when you look at it typically, it has one market where it's sort of that medium price point, then it has a whole high end, then it has a lower end, and then it has some scattered price perspective all around it. We need to be at a price that we are the best value per square foot of anything that's on the market that we are in direct competition with in that local market. But then you've got to think about this from a different perspective, because this then leads into the marketing side of the business, is that, well, not only in that local marketplace are we going to outprice and outprofile everybody, what are the other marketplaces that we can draw buyers in from that might not have been looking here? A good example of that, Bay Area. For those that don't know the Bay Area, okay, there's the peninsula. If you can picture it, at the very tip of the peninsula is San Francisco. Going down, all the way down to San Francisco, is the peninsula. Okay, so you go through there, you've got, you know, San Mateo, Palo Alto, Mountain View, all the way through down to San Jose. There's many other areas as well. Okay, then you've got up the other side is the East Bay. And then over the Golden Gate Bridge is Marin, and then you've got Sonoma and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, when you look at that demographic of an area, you think, well, hang on a second. Like, if there's a property in San Jose, which we had one, it was Curtis Avenue. We had the agent that was on that property, Geraldine, who was on that property, the listing agent here. And when we did that price of that property, it was really interesting, is that I looked at, not only was it Willow Glen, the area in San Jose that it was, I looked at all around San Jose. I then looked up the peninsula and I looked at all of those price points, because a property is never on the market in isolation. It is always on the marketplace in competition. And our job is to outprice and outprofile. And that is what the auction process does with the bidding to start from price, in my opinion. Now, the funny part was, is that we were the best value per square foot in the entire market of Willow Glen and the surrounding areas, but it was also one of the best, value per square foot up the peninsula, even into Marin. The buyers that ended up purchasing that property came all the way from Marin. Now, they were remote workers. They'd only wanted to stay in Marin. They'd missed out on a few properties in Marin. So they'd started just expanding the search range and, you know, map features. 98% of people will absolutely search for a property via map, okay? And they won't put a price constraint in because they want to get an understanding of values, okay? Unless it's an oversaturated market. Like, so for example, in San Francisco, if you were in downtown in Soma or down in Potrero Hill or whatever it may be, is that there's a great deal of density in that marketplace at all different price points. So you might have to filter it a little bit. But in your normal single family residential area, is that a lot of people do not search with any of the parameters when they're looking on Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com, all of those ones, okay? So this was really interesting to see. Not only did we get a higher volume of people locally that were looking at the property, but then the buyer that ended up buying it came all the way from Marin, and they're like, oh, we hadn't even considered this area. They came down to one of the open houses. They weren't overly serious. They thought they'd just come and have a look because, hey, it looked attractive. Great property style they wanted. Price point was amazing with a bidding to start from price. Okay, they came down, fell in love with the area, fell in love with the property, emotional purchases, end up paying the most amount of money for the property prior to auction, okay, to stop the auction, so they didn't have to go through that. You know, again, that bidding to start from not only attracted the local marketplace that's already looking at it, it attracted all around it. And that's the point of the bidding to start from price, guys. So thinking about it, when we come into making a decision on what the bidding to start from price was going to be on a particular property, we go through and we really refine the perspective of what is our competition at higher price points, at lower price points. How does that look? Now, there's something to be said about the bidding to start from price as well, and I want to go through just some more psychological stuff here. If you were to take a look at our price points, now again, I gave you an example, seller wants $1 million, we do a bidding to start from $700,000 because we've looked at everything else that is on the market. We actually don't look at what the property's worth, we do not look at what's sold locally, we only look at what is on the marketplace at that time. And that is something that we look at and we adjust every week because more properties come to market, so we may have to alter and change that. Okay. Other properties might do price reductions as well. So we might have to change our bidding to start from as well. It's not a number that set the entire process. It is a fluid number that we need to make sure we go up or down with. Sometimes we've even gone up with our bidding to start from prices because, yes, we are getting just such a high volume of low interest on the property that it's not so much it's doing bad things for the property because it's creating a great deal of hype and competition. It's just creating a lot more legwork for the agent to explain and explain and explain and explain and explain. So going back down the psychology standpoint, let's say that you were to price a property traditionally, the seller wants $1 million, you'd probably price that property somewhere around $1,079,000, maybe $1,001,000, depending on what, you know, the conversation looks like, depending on your ability not to overpromise and underdeliver, I guess. but that said, is that it's over their list price, right? So interestingly enough is that then you only target a certain portion of the marketplace at that point. Say you price a property at $1,000,001, the seller wants $1,000,000 or $1,079,000. Very rarely is somebody at $950,000 going to look at that property. Very rarely is somebody at $900,000 going to look at that property. But I want to give you an understanding that if we do a bidding to start from on that property of $700,000, we're going to get buyers all the way from seven, maybe even lower, all the way up to even further price points of 1.5 and whatever it may be. We open up the marketplace rather than dealing with just a section of the market. People wonder why there is a fatigue in the real estate marketplace when a property sits on the marketplace for a period of time, the reputation gets hurt and you don't build any momentum. It's because you're only dealing with a certain portion of the market. With the auction process and a bidding to start from, you open that all the way up. Now, sure, the buyers that have more money, we want to attract them. The buyers that have the money, we want to attract them. But buyers that don't think that they have the money or at a lower price point and probably would have never seen the property because their realtor has kept them to a certain budget or their financial planner or their lender or whoever it may be. But I can tell you right now, guys, the best buyer for that property when the seller wants $1,000,000 is the buyer at $900,000, the buyer at $850,000. And the reason I say that is because I can categorically say that 47% of the time the buyer, okay, that does not have the budget to purchase the property when we first meet them ends up outbidding and outperforming even buyers that have the budget and more because they're more emotionally connected because that property is then the best property that they've seen. So there's a great deal of psychology that goes into this. There's a great deal of theory that goes into this. We've got a $60 million plus property that's coming on in Bel Air as an auction. Okay. Now, the bidding to start from on that property is going to be $30 million because we had to look at in North America, anything above $20 million, is this property best value per square foot at $30 million so that everybody wants to look at it, regardless of where you are. That dynamic of that marketplace, we take the same theory that we use in the smaller markets like the San Jose's or that smaller price point, that property was at $3 million. And we use that same theory though, but we just expand the bounds. So again, we had an oceanfront property in Laguna Beach that we did. We did a bidding to start from that property of $10 million. Okay, end result was $26 million is where we were trying to achieve. But the reason we did $10 million is that we looked at the entire coast of Southern California, okay, from Malibu and above, really Montecito, all up there, all the way down to the border. And we looked at anything that was an oceanfront and we made sure that that property was the best value per square foot for any oceanfront property within Southern California. Okay, so all of that, all of those things have to go into consideration. And the only time that a bidding to start from price hasn't worked for us is when it's too high and it is too close to the value of where it actually stands and we can't build any momentum. When the price is low, it allows people to remove price from the equation, price from the decision, and actually focus on the property itself. You want to market the property well. Let's say that you've got a traditional listing. You do beautiful staging. You do beautiful marketing. It's a wonderful property. You put all your blood, sweat, and tears into it as an agent. But if the price is wrong, it doesn't matter. It just sits there. There's no point. Whereas with the auction process, you don't have to get in the way of going down that path of pricing. And my final point on this, and hopefully this has been helpful for the way that you can think about, you know, how the auction process can really benefit a property that's been on the market previously and we need to attract new, fresh attention, okay? Maybe it's a new listing that you bring to market because in that situation where you're in a listing presentation, the seller goes, Ben, what do you think my home is worth? You can say to him, I think I'd be, you know, I can have an educated guess, but I don't want to insult your intelligence here because I'm not the one that's writing a check. Now, I've got a process where we don't have to focus on what your home is worth. Okay, and we can maximize exactly what you want to get. We can really understand the marketplace. And this is the auction process. It's not the promise of a price. It is a process to find value. Hopefully this has been helpful. Hopefully it explained a little bit about the auction process to you and the bidding to start from. There is never such thing as too low a bidding to start from. Okay, in my pure opinion, auctions are done all over the world with zero, no price on them whatsoever. Okay. Now I did probably just an ending note on that actually, as you're thinking about that. Well, why do we have bidding to start from? Obviously the MLS is we can't put a property in most MLSs without a price. There's one MLS that we've dealt with in Clackamas, Portland, where you don't have to put a price. You can just put auction on it. And I'm like, oh, great. We can do it the same way we did it in Australia. The unfortunate part is that the buyers and the agents are so used to buying property with values that are attached to them in some way. Okay, that they didn't know what to do. People just wouldn't call because they had no idea where to start. Okay, which I found incredibly amusing. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. But that said, is that, you know, at the end of the day, we're giving a guidance that you need to be above a certain number, and we're attracting as many people as we possibly can to be in a competitive arena. Okay. But again, the whole theory behind this, you could be the best realtor in the world, but if you've got no one to talk to, you're useless. This is about volume of people through the front door to get feedback, offers, leverage, all the things that you need in order to be the right type of listing agent, getting the best result for your client. Hopefully it sheds some light on it. Thank you so much. So about 75% of our audience hasn't liked, followed, or subscribed to our podcast. It would mean the world to us, and it would help this podcast more than you know to expand our reach if you were to like, follow, or subscribe on any of the platforms that you're watching or listening on. Thanks again.